Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory.
something about that song that just sets me on fire, amen. When you have to remember that there are times that you have to speak life into yourself, that you have to encourage yourself to push on, that you have to encourage yourself that you can go just an extra mile, that there are times that your body gets weak, there are times that your body feels fatigued, there are times that your mind is fatigued, there are times that you just don't want to go, but you know without a shadow of doubt that without God you can't do anything. So you have to sometimes encourage yourself to push on. Hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, July 1st. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother Hakim Nuba.
Good evening, sir. How are you today?
Brother, if I had a thousand tongues, like I couldn't praise him enough, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's been one of those days that's just, you know, when we say God showing up and God showing out, doctor, this is just. I got a testimony, I tell you. I just know that God is in a blessing business, brother.
Okay.
It's always good to hear your voice, though, doctor. It's always good.
Same here.
Thank you, sir. If you are in need of prayer, you can contact the Jubilee Facebook page. You can also tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call into the show, 646-787-1798. Again, that is 646-787-1798. If you have a desire to speak, all you have to do is press the number 1 and you will be put in the queue. I like to always open up my show with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you, Father God, for the here and now. There are some, Father God, who are hurting right now. There are some, Father God, who needs your guidance. Father God, we ask that you will come into our lives and set up shop. Stay, Father. Have your home, have your way within us. There are some, Father God, who are lost. There are some, Father God, who are stiff-necked. There are some, Father God, who just don't care. But at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. I thank you, Father, for what you've done in my life. Bless, Father God, this network. As we all work hard, Father, to bring it to fruition, Father, we ask that you would add a blessing to all those, Father God, who seek to take this network higher. Brother Hakim and Sister Janet, Father, I ask that you would bless them, that you would touch them, that you would give them insight, Father, spiritual and physical insight on how to take this network higher. Bless me, Father God, to be a shoulder, to be a crutch, Father God, to be whatever needs to be done in order to make this dream come true. I just thank you, Father. Now I ask, Father, that you will bless this world. Bless everybody within the sound of my voice. We know, Father, that Satan is running rampant. He's trying to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But I release love, peace, hope, and joy. And I know, Father God, that you hear your servant's prayer. Because I thank you. and I love you, and I honor you, and I shall honor you all the days of my life. It's not a second that don't go by that I don't think of you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I am excited. I am happy. I am full of joy. And I hope you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to stand on his promises, and to be a shoulder to those who need somebody to lean on. You can lean on me. I am a servant to the people. I love God's people. I love you more than I love myself, because this old life means nothing to me if I can touch somebody and bring them closer to God. I would give up my life for a stranger. I would leave my mother. I would leave my beautiful wife, my family, here, if I knew that it would bring you closer to Christ. That's how dedicated I am to this ministry. I do not take it lightly. I want you to know that God loves you. If you have not heard that throughout this week, I want you to know that God loves you. Can you imagine going and not hearing somebody say that they love you? God loves you. God is always with you. God will protect you. And all he asks of you is just to praise his name, to have faith in him, to love him, to read his word, to understand his word, to pray to him, to give him your all. That's all he asks. Matter of fact, we were created solely for fellowship. When God created man and God watched everything come together, God would come down, and the Bible says that God would come down and speak with Adam. Fellowship. God wanted something and somebody to praise his name for his wonderful works. When you think about this, aren't you homesick? Aren't you homesick? Don't you feel that tug on your heart? Don't you hear that little voice in the back of your ears calling your name? God desires for you to be with him. Being in the ministry, I remember feeling when I first got into ministry that I wouldn't be able to have fun, that I wouldn't be able to do anything but study God's word, go to work, come home, go to church. I always felt that in my early days, in my early time of ministry. But I want you to know that I have so much fun. I have fun outside of my ministry. I have fun within my ministry. God does not call us to sit at home and be miserable all day, all the time. And that's what a lot of people think, that when they turn to God, that they have to give up all the things that they like to do. You only have to give up the things that causes you to be separated from God. God desires for you to have life and life more abundantly, which means that you can still have fun in your life, but you have to know the type of fun that you need to have. You can't be in the club on Saturday night up to 2 o'clock and then running into the church right when the preacher getting ready to preach on Sunday morning. But you can enjoy your life. That's for somebody. I don't know why they hit my spirit like that, but that was for somebody. God wants you to have life. He wants you to be happy and not miserable. Normally I would have a word for the week, but I want to change that. I want to make it now meditation for the week. And I want you to meditate on this. Are you walking in your calling? Think about that. Study your word and find scripture that pertains to that. Look at the Bible and look at all the prophets and the preachers who were called by God, and look at how God called them into the, you know, the certain ministries and certain journeys that God wanted them to do. And look at your life and just see, are you walking in your calling? Because a lot of times we find that we're not walking in our calling. We're not doing what God would have us to do. And when that happens, we sit back and we say, Lord, what is going on in my life? Why aren't I getting the things that I should have? Now, it's important to know that God has a will for all of us. It's important to know that. I once preached a sermon called The Flesh Versus the Spirit. God has a calling for all of us, but we also have a will for our own lives. If I had my own way, I would be a movie producer, a movie director. Matter of fact, before I entered into ministry, I had just started a film company, and I was so excited about it. But God called me soon after that and said, no, that is not the will that I have for you. That's not your will. That's not his will for my life. And so I found this walk to be much more fulfilling. It has brought me pure joy. And every time I open up God's word, it takes me higher. I promise you, if you ask God what is his will for your life, be careful to listen to the answer, but also be ready for the answer. Just something I wanted to say to you. The scripture for today will come out of the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. That is Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. It reads, now the birth of Jesus was on a wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is that of the Holy Spirit. And he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord, spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. For a subject today, the joy of fatherhood. Now, I'll be the first, those of you who know me, know that I am physically, I'm not a father. I physically do not have children. But I am a spiritual father. On that side, I have many children. I want to touch on this because it has been something that has been in my heart for a while. I was raised by my mother. My father, God bless his soul, is alive and well, and he has done what he could do to help me along the way. But I received most of my tutelage and my teaching from my mother. My mother taught this man how to be a man. And it was through her teachings that I learned what being a man was all about. I want to touch on this because Joseph, the stepfather, the parental figure of Jesus, is a hero who gets no praise. I often hear people talk about Mary and talk about the joy that Mary experienced during this time of birthing the Messiah, but nobody speaks about Joseph. I often hear, and it is always a big thing during Mother's Day, and everybody goes all out for Mother's Day, but for Father's Day, it seems as if it is at an all-time low. I want us to understand something, that yes, I appreciate the mothers, but I also appreciate the fathers who do the job that they have been called to do. Joseph, as the scripture says, was a just man, a man who saw that he needed to honor God and honor God's laws for his life. Joseph was one of these men who would sit out in the gate and would listen to the elders speak and would sit there and take in all the knowledge, and would not only would he take in the knowledge, but he would also apply the knowledge to his life. Thus, applying the knowledge to his life that he learned from the elders would make him a better man. As Joseph took met a young lady by the name of Mary and saw that she was good for his life and saw that she could add to his life and saw that together they could build something spectacular, that together they could make a great family, that together that they would do some wonderful things. when he found this woman, and they became together and were waiting to be wed, that on this specific day that this woman found out that she was pregnant. Now, this woman was pregnant, but they had not been together. In fact, because of the Jewish customs, the rites, and the rituals, they could not be together until they were wed. But this just man, this man whom honored everything that God said and everything that was written and through the Mosaic Law and all of this that he knew to be the truth, he was ready to put her away, but he didn't want to make a public spectacle of her. Making a public spectacle of her, which meant that surely she would have died. He loved her and respected her that much that he did not want her to suffer that fate. So he thought to himself that he would put her away privately without nobody knowing, that he would just be done with the situation. His obedience, yes, a father must be obedient. In his obedience, as he slumbered, as he slept, and I can just imagine Joseph having a big old headache, saying to himself, what did I get myself into? Turmoil after turmoil, and now the one woman that I love has come to me and has told me that she is pregnant, and she wants me to believe that she was pregnant, got impregnated by God through the Holy Spirit. Am I to believe such a thing? In modern day, I can hear somebody saying, this woman trying to play me as a fool. But what Joseph did, the only thing that he could do was try to sleep it off. And in his slumber, God was able to speak to him through the Holy Spirit and told him, do not do anything to this woman. For she is carrying the seed of eternal life. That she is carrying the Messiah that all the Mosaic Law speaks about, that all the prophets have spoken about, that every preacher that have preached up until that moment, she's carrying the one to remove the bondage of oppression off the people. Going back to Joseph being an obedient father, obedient man, listen to this word. Listen to what the messenger spoke. And took his wife. And can you imagine when she was become plump and people seeing this stomach and the ridicule and people saying certain things to Joseph, and just imagine the rumors, just imagine the talking, just imagine what his parents might have thought, what his friends might have thought. But this man, because he was a just an obedient servant, didn't listen to what the world had to say. Therefore, I say that an obedient, just father should not care what the world has to say. It is important that you be the father that God has called you to be. The joy of fatherhood first starts with obedience. It's understanding that you have to be obedient to the word of God. There is no book there is no manual on how one can be a father. It is something that is naturally placed inside of you. And you have to remember that you always have a father that you can go to. Joseph was also a humble man, thinking, and I have to say that the reason why I say he was a humble man was because any other man that did not have humility would have placed her out there in front of everybody and made a big spectacle of her. They would have stoned her. They would have hurt her. And he would have been saying, "Woe is me. She did this to me." But because he thought, that's what tells me that he was humble. The fact that he thought to do it in a private manner, to remove himself from this issue in a private manner, that he was humble. But what is humility? Humility is saying that I don't know it all. A father saying, "Son, I don't know it all, but I know where to get the answer. I know where my source is. I know that it might not have been what I was expected to be, but because I love you, I will continue to try all the days of my life." Joseph and his parental side reminded me of the God of the Old Testament. Firm, but fair. Fair, but firm. I can just imagine Joseph sitting there after reading the scrolls, after doing deep study, after reading the prophets Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and all the minor prophets, and seeing that they all, at the end of their journeys, had a glimpse of this Messiah who was to come, and to see that his reign would be everlasting, to see that I now have the ability, God, you have blessed me with the ability to now raise the Messiah. How do I treat this boy? How do I raise such a man? Firm and fair. You teach that Messiah all that you know. You show him what it is to be a father, what it is to be a man. You see, Jesus wasn't physically a father, but he's a father to this world. Jesus is never too busy. I said it this morning. He's never too busy to listen to what you got to say. You can go and cry on his shoulder. You can call on him in the midnight hour. When you've talked to him enough and you say, "Lord, I got one more issue that I have to bring before you," he never says, "What is it now?" He always has an open ear for his children. And when you think about it, Jesus himself is firm but fair. He always looks at the bigger picture. What I love about Jesus is the mere fact that he is our mediator, our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Let me just say, there are many times that God is ready to strike us down for this ignorance that we do, and Jesus comes in and says, "Father, do not do it, because they know not what they do. And I have seen, I have tapped into their future, and I know what they're going to be. And just give them just a little while, and they will see the error of their ways, and they will praise your name for the wonderful things that you have done for them. On somebody. Firm but fair. I was often told that it takes a village to raise a child. I say it takes the love of a father to raise a child. There are many times in my life that I had to run to my mother to find out things that I just didn't know. Now my father, I'm humble enough to still learn from him. I'm humble enough to hear his words. I'm humble enough to listen to my father. Do you listen to the man? Fathers sometimes don't get the justice that they deserve. Because it seems as if the man has lost his way. But I urge you, men, to renew your joy of fatherhood. And even if you are not physically a father, there is a child out here. There's somebody out here that needs your guidance. There's somebody out here that can learn from your words. There's somebody out here that you can teach. I urge you to become a father. What I love about Joseph. Joseph and Jesus have a trait that I love. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Joseph sacrificed everything for Mary and this unborn child. Joseph gave up all that he was so that this child could come into this world. Even when they had to run and flee, Joseph was his guardian, protector. He held him high. But that's what a father is supposed to do. A father is supposed to sacrifice. A father is supposed to protect. A father is supposed to lead and guide and mold and sacrifice anything that they have to sacrifice for their children. And not only for their children, but for the mother of their children. If you think that your role as father is only for your children, then you are mistaken. You have to honor the woman that gave you those children. How dare you curse the woman that brought forth your children? Oh yeah. I'm going there. That you have to love your family, regardless if you made it as husband and wife or not. Understand that you play a part, a essential part in this child's life, the father. I'm loving this, amen. I want you to also understand that when you consider yourself a godly man and a God-fearing father, that your steps are ordered by God. That means whatever you do for this family and for your children, that God will honor your steps. God will honor what you do. God will honor your sacrifices. God will honor and give you the ability to lead. That God will fix it to where everything will work out. But you have to be willing to first follow God. I always say that a man is a man regardless, and a man is a man of the house regardless. But it is until you become a servant of the Lord that you become the head of the house. If you do not know how to raise a child, then you go to God and ask God, how to raise this child? What must I do to be an important factor in this child's life? It is not about money or financial gain. It is about being there for your children. It is about loving your children. A father, when they see their child, I don't care how big the child gets, should lift their child up in their arms and praise God for that child. I have nephews and nieces and even still to this day, if I could, but with my bad back I can't, amen, but if I could pick them up, I would still pick them up and throw praises to God for their lives. This is what a man, a father, is supposed to do. And I would say that if we as men would take on the role of father, that we can change this world. We can stop our children from street. We can stop our children from walking around sagging their pants. We can stop our children, our young men, from doing the violent crimes that we can put them back on the right track. But it starts with the father. The father is that tree that was planted by the riverside, which roots are grounded in the water and yields the fruit. The Father. Men, you may be going through it right now. You may be not knowing what to do or where to turn because you want to be in your child's life. And sometimes there are situations that make it where you just can't do that. But what you do, I want to tell you what you do. If there is a person, a situation, or a circumstance that is causing you not to be in your child's life, start praying. Start praying over the situation, praying for your children, praying for the person, praying over the situation, praying over the circumstance. Because I tell you, a praying man, a God-fearing man, a man that knows that without shadow of doubt that Jesus is Lord, a man that is obedient, a man that have a sense of holiness about themselves, no weapon formed can prosper. But it's up to you. You have to take on that role. Can't nobody do it for you. You want to be the father that God is calling you to be, then be the man that God is calling you to be. If you start there, all the doors that were closed will be open unto you. I want to say as I close. Obedience. Joseph was. He found the Mosaic law to be holy. He was a humble man. He looked to God, who was firm but fair. He was a loving father. He sacrificed. He loved his family, his children, his wife, their mother. And he was a strong tower of faith. But above all else, he raised Jesus to be an understanding example of how he lived his life. You see, Jesus was God, but Jesus was also man. So he was also, he had to be taught certain things and he learned from Joseph. Yes, he was God. Yes, he is God. And yes, he is the Messiah. But he also had a father. Be a father to your children. Love on them. Appreciate what God has given you. A child, man, is a blessing. Reclaim your rightful place in this world. And it's time that we stop this madness. It starts with you. And it ends with you. May God bless you. And may God keep you. Brother Hakim, do we have anybody on the phone that may want to give a word?
Yes, I believe Brother Darius is on hold. Let's bring him in.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair, Brother Darius.
Good evening, Pastor Townsend and Hakim. I've heard your sermon, and I just thought about my grandfather, how he raised me, and I looked up to him to be my real father, because my father hadn't been in my life since I was a kid, but my grandfather stepped in.
Amen.
And in the last few years, I had to, when he got sick, I had to look over him and my grandparents, and up to his last days in November 2017, I kind of felt like something in my mind and spirit said he's going to leave.
Amen.
And I had that peace of knowing that he was in no more pain.
Amen. Amen. You know, that's a blessing because, and what he instilled in you, you can instill in another. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. It's a cycle of faith. What he instilled in you, you now instill in another. And in another. And then that child will instill, when he becomes a man or even a woman, will instill into that next child. And it will go forth. And that's what God wants. That's what he desires. That's how we're able to keep the name of Jesus going within throughout generations. We have to teach it. The values, the morals, the ethical principles. We have to teach it. Amen. Thank you, Brother Darius. That blessed my soul. Amen. That's a blessing. Amen.
Yeah.
You got anything?
Yeah.
You got anything else for us, Doctor?
Well, no. I'm just gonna say, have a good holidays, and I'll be looking forward to tuning in again next Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Before I get off, say a prayer. If I have a cousin of mine on my grandfather's side of family's battling cancer right now.
Amen.
So, and
amen.
She's in good spirits, but at the same time, because my grandfather's side of family just been we've been taking a hit on these deaths in the family.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, let's have a word of prayer right now. Father God, we just thank you, Father. We know that you are in the blessing business, Father. Father, those who are afflicted by anything right now, Father, whether it be cancer, whether it be any ailments, Father, whatever is going on in the lives of your people, Father, we ask that you would add a blessing to their lives right now. Father God, show up and show out, Father. We need you now, Father, to step in, Father, and to renew some lives, Father, to renew some situations, Father, that whatever is going on, Father, let it not be so, Father. But we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will touch, that you will anoint, that you will appoint, that you will cleanse, that you will fix, that you will whatever, Father God, that needs to be done, Father, we stand in agreement right now that it will be done. So right now, Father, we know that we serve a God that says that you can do all things through Christ. And so if you can do all things through your Son, Father, then we expect for your Son to move right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Move and touch, appoint and anoint right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Darius.
You're welcome.
Until next time, my friend.
All righty.
Yes, sir. Brother Hakim, do we have anybody else that may want to give a word?
We have some listeners, but no one's pressed the number one. So, folks, we have about 6 minutes of the show left. Now's the time. You want to get some prayers in for some folks, or you want to share your thoughts on what the good pastor has been talking about this whole show, please press the number one so we can get you right in and we can hear your voice and your thoughts on this important topic. And here we go. We got someone special.
Amen.
Coming on. Let's go.
All right. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
How you doing?
I'm out here at the park, and you got you blasting here. Everybody's listening to the word. I have a lady here
Amen.
That wants you to pray for her kids. Go ahead, Maria. Pray for my kids.
Yes, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, right now we would ask that you would first, Father, bless Sister Maria, Father. If there's anything that she is in need of, Father, that you would touch her right now, that you would give it to her, Father. Let her know that you love her, that you are still in the blessing business on her life. Father God, now we ask that she came to the show, Father, asking that you would bless her children, Father. So now I ask that you would touch them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their head, Father, that you would help them, that you would teach them, that you would anoint them, Father. Let them be good men and women of God. Let them grow up, Father, to know that to love you is to love everybody. And if there is something going on in their lives right now, Father, that you would fix it, that you would fix the situation, that you will help them, Father, that you will grant them peace, whatever they are in the need of, Father God, I ask that you would give it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. These are your children, Father, that you have given unto her. So, Father God, we give them right back to you. We know, Father God, that without you, we would have nothing. So, Father, I need you right now to move on behalf of Sister Maria. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just so you know,
yes,
the word was powerful, and I'm so glad, and we're a bunch of us out here listening to the message, so we thank you for it, and I will be getting back with you guys after the message, I will be getting back meeting with you guys after the message.
Amen, amen, thank you, God bless you guys, and be safe out there, and have a wonderful time. Amen, amen. As we wind down, Brother Hakim, do we have anybody else? Amen. While we wait for you to call in and to give a word, I do want to say that this
topic is very, very touches my heart in many ways. And I just want you all to know that God desires for a man to be around his children. If you are a mother and you're listening to this show, and there is a gripe or an issue with your child's father or your husband, and he has not seen his children, I urge you to let that man see his children. You are doing harm to the child and not harm to the man. Allow him to be the father that he wants to be. Give him that opportunity to be that father. Please, hear the words. If you do your part and you give him the opportunity, you will see that things will be a whole lot better. It is a joy to be a father. It is a joy to love a child, to love on children. It's a joy to be a spiritual father. I just thank you. For those of you who have tuned in today, I thank you. God is always in the blessing business. And he works everything out. With that being said, spend the rest of this week thinking about what you are doing. Are you walking in your calling? Listen to God's voice. Read his word. Listen to his word. But praise God in the process. This is the good pastor, D. Townsend, on behalf of the good brother, Hakim Nuba, all those on the HubNet online network, this is the Jubilee Affair, signing off. God bless you, and God keep you.